Okay, so we start with the Gemara Nida. You know, this is a famous Amud that talks about Tamei HaMitzvah for many of the mitzvahs in this week's Parsha.
Okay.
So what concerns us is the the beginning of the beginning of the dialogue. It goes through all the different halachas of Tum and Tarim for this week's Parsha, giving Tamei HaMitzvah. Why did God, you know, give this? What interests us is the famous statement of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Shalu Talmidav es Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. It's the Shalu, Rebbe is the last word in line. Shalu Talmidav es Rabbi Shimon. It's, right? Bipnei ma omra Torah yoledes mevia carbon. This week's parasha, part of a purification process, is that after the 33 days for a boy or 66 days for a girl, she brings a carbon. Omar Lahan, so he told them, Bisho Shekoras Leleid, at the time that she, you know, is on the, bending over, keeling over to give birth, Kofetzvich Bash Lazak Lubao, she swears that she'll never have relations with her husband again, because how painful it is. All right, so that's, you know, that's the, as it were, the sin that she's guilty of, because that she has to bring a carbon for kapara. So the Gemara says, it brings a scissor, Shin Recho Zatana, muscular yeser of Yosef, who's an Amora, attacked this, right? And says that, Vaha Mizida, first of all, feed what Rav Shimon's saying, that she actually swore a oath that she does not intend to keep. She's amazing. She's not a shoygeg, right? So that's number one. Ubecharata tayemosa, and therefore she has to have genuine regret, right? We don't see it. That's part of it, right? So ubecharata tayemosa, you know, to undo a mazid, you don't bring a carbon. To undo a mazid, you have to have charata. V'oid, and another kasha, carbon shvua by suye. She shouldn't be chayav carbon yoleh. She should be chayav a carbon shvua. The halacha is that by a shvuas bitui, you make a commitment to do something you don't. So there's a chi of something called carbon shvua on a unfulfilled on an unfulfilled oath, right? An oath that you did not keep. She should be chayav carbon shvua, right? Right, and the carbon yoledes is not the same animal. I mean, the carbon yoledes cannot pass for, as Rashi points out, it's impossible. I mean, as Rashi says, Dibra Maschil, let's just read the Rashi's through. So first of all, right, so Reb Shimon bar Yochai, Zafikach Tavi Kar Shvuas Bitui Chatas, right, she has to bring a carbon chatas because she was over on her Shvuas Bitui, on her Shvuas commitment. So Frecht, Reb Yosef, who seems to get the last word over here, mezida he she venkan carbon donelam ksiv b'shvuas bitui. Right, the din of first of all carbon shvua is a b'shoyge. If you're over on your shvuas bitui b'mezid, you get malchus.
Okay.
It's carbon only b'shoyge. The way you describe, she does it b'mezid.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, even if it were a issue of a shvua, it shouldn't be a chi of carbon at all. It should be malchus. Because she does it on mezid, and therefore, what's the remedy for doing something but mezid? Charata talya liftochla b'charata. So I mean, so I'm sorry, it's not like I said, but rather Rash says that charata talya, if she wants to get out of it, so she has to have charata, you know, make a petach, like give a legitimate excuse why she regrets it. V'yatzila chacham shvuasa, and the chacham will annul her shvua. There'll be heter shvua. A carbon ain't okay, matzrasa, but a carbon doesn't undo a shvua. Carbon is a penalty for having transgressed the shvua. It doesn't undo the shvua, and even the carbon is only if it was b'shogeg and not b'mezid. And he goes on, so for another kasha, and see, they say, well, maybe, you know, there's another kasha, a separate kasha, there's no way that a carbon yoledes can pass for a carbon shvua, right? As he goes on, vod carbon shvua, boy, I say she should have brought a carbon shvua, kisba o seira, the carbon shvua is either a keves or a seir, either a sheep or a goat. Right, v'hai ofu, but the carbon yoledes is a bird.
Yeah.
Right, so there's no way you could even imagine that the carbon yoledes is ke'ilu a carbon shvua.
Yeah.
All right, Okay, so and that's the last word over here. So the obvious kasha is how, you know, Shimon bar Yochai, the Tana, didn't know these things, and Amora, you know, seemingly shrugged them up. Right? So we have to try to get into Shimon bar Yochai's headspace. So now we go to the Chidushei Chasam Sefer. Right, the unwritten question that the Chasam Sofer is going to come to address, right? It's two down. I used to have the Gemara Shavuos for reference, because the Chasam Sofer refers to it here and there. All right, so we're up to, you know, on the very bottom, the lashtikol shum amid beis mipnei martor yolas mivia karban. Right, so says the Chasam Sofer. He's trying to, you know, reckon this out.
You can answer simply. He's not here, so I'll take the liberty to talk a little more than I would.
All right.
But you could answer. She knows, you know, it's really not a carbon shvua. She knows when she's making it, or even if she doesn't know, she's going to have more children. That's just the nature. It's a momentary lapse in judgment that everybody knows isn't real. So, you know, it's carbon shvua, but it's not really a carbon shvua, because it's you know, she doesn't.
She says she was never sincere.
She's not right. Meaning so.
It wasn't Pivali Bashabit.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, but I guess okay. At that time maybe it is. Whatever.
Okay, so Chasam Sofer Kedarko as an unbelievable pilpul to get into Rav Shimon bar Yochai's headspace. So Mipnei Ma Amra Taira Yoaz Mivia Korban. So says the Chasam Sofer, now he's just asking on the Gemara Bechlau. You know, the Gemara was hung up on the mitzvahs of this week's parsha. Like carbon yolet, like certain, but only certain mitzvahs this week's parsha. Like, why does a yoletus have to bring a carbon? Why did the Gemara ask about zav? Right? And there are other forms of tumah in this week's parsha that do bring a carbon. Right?
Okay.
And but the Gemara was like hung up, why does she bring a carbon? That was the kasha, the Talmidim master of Shimon bar Yochai. So that's like, you know, the unwritten kasha is kind of addressed. Like, stop. Why are they hung up? That it was a pellet to them that she needs to bring a carbon to become tohar, on the level to bring kachim. There are other forms of tumah that also need to bring karbanos. And they're like hung up by her, what sin did she do? Right? So Zag to Chasam Sofer, why are they hung up on Yoledes? Right? Afogav the Gam Zav, which is also in this week's parsha. A Zav is also maybe carbon. Right? He also brings a carbon. And why didn't the Talmid of Shimon bar Yochai ask him, what did the Zav do wrong that he's got to bring a carbon as part of his purification process? So Zag to Chasam Sofer, Mishum Shetuma Yotze Megufo. So the Chasam Sofer says an interesting terms. He wants to propose that this is already probably the most revolutionary part of this piece. He wants to tie it like this. If you are tummy because of a discharge that came out of your body, it's like spiritual chemistry. You're tummy, we don't talk about, you know, what sin did you do, you know, it's, you know, bistu tummy, because it's just the way life works. You have a discharge that comes out of your body, it makes your tummy. So that's zav, and that's, you know, and that's, you know, and zava, and things like that. Okay. Oh, ach yoledes l'Rav Shimon. Now we have an interesting sheet of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Rav Shimon bar Yochai shitaso. The Amar, that he says, the efshel psichas kever b'loy dam. Right? He has a sheet that we don't paskin this way. But he paskins that it's theoretically possible to have a dry birth. Right?
Okay.
That a vlad will come out, psichas kever, the womb will open up, and there won't be any dam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now we paskin not that way. Not only that, we say even in regular hilchos nida, if a woman feels that her womb opened, that she has to, we say, ed psichas kever below dam, whether she's pregnant or not. We feel, you know, we don't paskin like Rav Shimon. But Rav Shimon bar Yochai taka holds that way. Right?
Hello? Maybe between 10 and 12. Tell him that he should... tell him he can do whatever he needs to do, but there's certain things that he has to go over with him, and he has... It's fine just to tell, so tell him that the appointment is 10 o'clock. He should come back at 10 o'clock.
Okay. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai himself holds that it's possible to have a dry birth. You have psichas kever below dam. Im kain, so they're asking him l'shita so. You, Rav Shimon, you hold that shaykh to be molded without any discharge. Right? My time of year carbon. Why should he bring a carbon? It should be stam like a din of tumas meis. Tumas meis, you know, which again is an example of a person who's tummy not because of any discharge that came out of his body. Mm-hmm. Right? There's no din of carbon by tumas meis. You just need the efer apara and you're done. Right? Yeah. Right? So there's no din of, you know, so you hold it's theoretically possible for your ledes. Right, to have to be tame, to give birth out discharge, right? So that in that scenario, it should be like tumas meis, tuma that's not because of bodily discharge, and it shouldn't be chayav in carbon, right? Right. So now Chassam Sofer wants to build up this theory that he has that the svara that it has to be either or. It's got to be that if you bring a carbon for tumah, it's because a discharge came out of your body, or because you did a sin, one or the other. Right. That's why I asked him, what sin did she do? Mm-hmm. He's going to build up this theory.
Okay,
he wants he's positing a theory over here.
Yeah.
Carbon is either for a discharge that came out of your body, or tumah that is because of a sin that you did.
Okay.
Like one or the other. And this is why we need the Gemara in Shavuos. He wants to build up this theory, right? Hine gam mitzora v'nazir tamei mevim carbon. Apishen tumi yotzei migufam. Now we find, you know, that there's two forms of tumah that also, one of them is in this week's parsha also. Wait, mitzora also, it's not because of any discharge that came out of his body, but on biyom taraso, he also brings karbanos, right? And a nazir that became tamei because of contact with a dead body, right, during the days of his Nazirus, he has a whole purification process that also requires a carbon, and then he goes back to count the days that he missed from his Nazirus.
Problem is...
Hello?
Problem is, why did I have to take cards again?
And Nazir became Tomei Tumas Meis. So he has to have a whole purification process and then make up the time that he lost, right? They also are Mevim Karban, Afa Pishen Tomei Yotzmigo. You know, the Tumas is not a result of a discharge that came out of their body. Mikom Kame Mevim Alachet. I will prove to you that the reason why the Torah made them bring Karban is because their Tumas is linked to a sin that they did, right? Mevim Alachet. Right, as the Gemara says in Shavuos, if you want, I photocopied it for you for your reference. Shavuos daf ches, it says al zayin dvarim negoyim boim. Right, tzaras. There are seven different sins that a person's guilty of.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that because of that, the penalty is that he becomes a mitzora. So it's in first Gemara that the whole fact that you became a mitzora in the first place because of a sin. Right, okay. V'kasva tais parakam adeshvus, and tais is over there. If you want, you have it in front of you, right? So, but coping ways. Even though, generally, here's the interesting idea, right? That generally, if a person speaks, let's say lashon, for example, you speak lashon hara, right? You don't bring a carbon. We don't find anywhere in Torah there's a chi of carbon lashon hara. But if you became a mitzera because you spoke lashon hara, you do bring a carbon. Yeah. So Tosfos addresses it. Says, "Hey, wait a minute. If you say the Gemara listed seven averos that a person could do, and because of them, he could become a mitzvah, right? As divine retribution. None of those sins are chayav carbon. If you're just convicted of any one of those seven sins, so why is it that when you become tamei, because of those sins, you bring a carbon, right?" Mikol Malkom, so Tosfos points out, "Achak shegarmu tuma maisi carbon." Right, because they caused tumah, so it's called that. It got elevated a notch, and when the chet causes tumah, that tumah needs a carbon. You know, so Tosfos just says, the carbon is being out because you're guilty of the chet, plus it caused tumah. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's called that it went up a notch, and that's when you have to bring a carbon. Right? Right? So now Yolet is going back to Yolet, according to Reb Shimon, Lishitato, that it's possible, doesn't always happen, but Reb Shimon says it's possible for Yolet to have no discharge.
Yeah.
Oh, so why should bring a carbon? Carbon's got is only for discharge. So Reb Shimon says, no, she's guilty of a sin. She's guilty of a sin. Right? Oh, so he's getting. He's making a Reb Shimon l'shitaso that they were asking him dafka l'shitato. That's possible to have a dry birth.
Yeah.
Why do you bring a carbon? It's only for discharges. Well, no, we find another principle that if the tumah is because of a sin, you also bring a carbon for your purification process, right? So that's what they were asking him. They're asking him on him l'shitaso, and he's answering them no, because she's guilty of a sin.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Go right. Reb Kasha Shapir. V'tiritzlehem. So V'tiritzlehem. Lehem is last word on the line, halfway down the column. A third way down. Tiritzlehem. Shegam hichata. She's also guilty of a sin. So the tuma is a result of a sin. The sin of the shvua. Right.
So you
have to save the conscience. All right, that's all you say. We're learning the famous Gemara, that deals with a lot of Tami HaMitzvah, the mitzvahs this week's parsha. Amongst them is, the Talmid of Reb Shimon Bachai asked him, why does a Yoledes, the very first sugya in our parsha, have to bring a carbon as part of her purification process? All right, so Reb Shimon said, famous to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, because at the time that she's about to give birth, she swears she's never having relations with her husband again. Right, back then it only happened, then, right? Right, so the... right, only then. Anyway, so it gets her, and that's why. So the carbon is, carbon is because of that. That's why he said. So Rav Yosef the Amora, seemingly tore apart Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, was a Tana's position, and asked, first of all, if she's a mazid and not a shogeg. And and that which we find a shvuas bitui that's unfulfilled brings a carbon. That's why if you're over on the shvua b'shogeg, if you're over on the shvua b'mezid, you get malchus. Kasha number one, kasha number two, right? The carbon is since she is a mezid, right? Her only way out, if she wants out, is to is to go to a chacham to be matir to shvua, right? Do heter shvua. Right, carbon doesn't. It's not magically out. Carbon is a kapara. It doesn't get you out of it. Right, and we say because she doesn't have a problem. She can live with her husband. Right, and his final kasha is that even in your wildest dreams, a carbon yoledes can't pass for a carbon shua because the carbon shua is either a kesev or a seir. Right, and the carbon yoledes is tziporim. Right, so he totally, seemingly totally ripped it to shreds, and that's the last word in the Gemara. Seemingly, Rav Yosef got the last word in, right? Right. So the Chassam Sofer is, very bothered by the obvious kasha. How do you best Rav Shimon? How do you rip apart Rav Shimon Bar Yochai like that? So he's trying to get into Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's headspace, and he says we find Rav Shimon Bar Yochai has a shita, right? That we don't paskin like, right? That efshal lepsichas kever below dam, the womb could open up, and you could have and even give birth, and there won't be any blood. You could have a dry birth. It's shy. Now we don't pass that. We pass that even if a woman's not pregnant, she feels that her womb is open. We say fakir. Ain't a psichas kever below dam. It's impossible. And then a woman has to. If she feels a womb open, she has to start count. Do a hefsek and start counting sheva nekiim. Right. But so Chassam Sofer is step one, which we're finishing up right now of his pilpul, is that he wants to tie like this. Right. He wants to posit a idea that. That which we find, certain tumas bring a carbon as part of their purification process. And certain tumas are not chayav to bring a carbon. Like tumay mace, which is the biggest tumah. He doesn't have to bring a carbon. The hazah, shlishi, and shvi of the may efer par is enough. Right? So what are the rules? What type of tumas have to bring a carbon? What type of tumas don't have to bring a carbon as part of so he wants to posit a theory like this. If it's because of a discharge that came out of your body, that's, you know, like Zav, right? He brings a carbon, right? So it's spiritual chemistry. You know, you had this discharge, it made you tummy. The Pella is like, you know, when it's not because of discharge, like for instance, tummy mace, biggest tumma, you know, it's not because of any discharge that came out of his body, he doesn't bring a carbon. So he wants to, so he shtels sua gemara and shvuas, right? That the gemara and the Tosfos, the gemara says that there are seven averas that you're guilt, that a mitzora, you know, may have been guilty of, seven possible averas, that because that it became a mitzora. And the gemara over there posits that, you know, that therefore he has to bring a carbon because of the sin. So he wants to say another yesod. If you could bring a carbon even if there wasn't a discharge from your body, like a mitzora, or like another example is a nazir that became tamei, right? A nazir became tamei. Part of his purification ritual demands bringing carbonus, and then he goes back to count the days that he missed, right? Okay, so he wants to taina like this. Right, based on the Gemara and Shavuos, because the Gemara over there says that, you know, Gemara and Tosfos, he's guilty of a sin. That there's two times when you bring a carbon as part of your purification process. Either because of a discharge that came out of the body, or if it's not because of a discharge, like Zav, or Mitzvah that became Tameh, right, it's because there was a sin involved. And the sin, it's part of like a notched up penalty, that since you let the sin become so stark, that it caused you a tumma, you got to bring a carbon, right? And so he wants to say like this, that they were asking Shimon Bar Yochai l'shitato, right? That you hold that it's possible to give birth without a single, without discharge, so why does she have to bring a carbon? He says, because, so he's answering l'shitato, she's guilty of a sin. So it's like mitzvah. It's like a nazir that became tummy. It's like we're going to explain what sin the nazir might be guilty of, right? That's what he's saying. That they were asking Rav Shimon l'shitato, that we don't paskin like, and he was answering. Okay, I'll tell you, because the reason why she has to bring a korban is because of the sin that she did, of that shvua that she took, right? So it's all they were asking on Rav Shimon l'shitato, and he was answering l'shitato. She's guilty of a sin. Okay. Okay. V'tirtzlam, so that's over Lahem, his last word in line. So Shimon answered them, they're asking him l'shitato. And he's metarzlam, shigam hichata. Right? And she also is guilty of a sin. Right? V'nir shechata garmla toma kasher avarim yitzah Hashem. And now that her sin is what caused her tumah. And that's why she's got to bring a carbon. And he's going to explain a brilliant cheshbon of why her sin caused the carbon. Like, why is it that her sin of this shvua caused her tumah? Now, this Chassam Sofer is making up totally on speculation, but it's brilliant.
Her sin caused the tumah.
Because that's okay. The yesod. You know, I don't know if he's going to bring it, but the sin of swearing that she'll never have a relationship with her husband again caused the tumah. Mm-hmm. That's really what he means to say. Because he, as per the Gemara and Shavuos, Daf Ches, which seems to say that tumas that came because of sin, those are the types of tumas that bring a carbon. Mm-hmm. At least according to one man, according to one stage of the Gemara over there. I don't know if he speaks that over here, but in Chassam Sofer Al Torah, he references a Tosfos that what's the sin that No. What's the sin that the Nazir is guilty of? The Nazir Shenitma. The sin is that now he is extending, because, you know, he's got to make up the lost time, right? He is extending the sin that every Nazir is guilty of Shetzir Atzmo Minayayim. So now, it was bad enough that he has to bring the regular carbon.
He's completing it. You said he's not...
No, because he has to now, it gets, more time gets added because of the Tumah. So the Tumah is Chet related.
The case is that he became Nazir for 30 days.
Then he became Tomei in the interim.
So he starts again at 30?
Yeah, he has to, after he becomes, so he has all those days as impure, and then he has to go back and count as if he's holding, as if he...
15,
so, but he, so then he doesn't... So his
Nazir's period got extended.
But he's not adding, he's still doing 30 days.
No, he's doing, no, because he has all those days that his Tomei is still in Nazir, can't drink wine then.
Okay.
No, so he's guilty of the sin of Tzir Asmo Minayayin even more, right, by becoming Tameh. Because he's still a Nazir, he's still Usher and Wine when he's Tameh, but when he finally becomes pure again, he's got to count as if he's holding back, you know, in the day that he, last day he was Torah in. Right? Okay. So that's the yisod. Okay. So now he says a brilliant thing. So Rav Shimon bar Yochai, so fi yisod chasam sofer, that carbon comes either when it's bodily discharge, but in lack of bodily discharge, there's a sin. As per Mitzorah, he did seven different sins, the Gemara says, was, or as per Nazir Shenitma, he's guilty of the sin of Shetzirat Menayin, which just became longer because of his Tumah. When the Tumah is linked to a sin, right, that's also when you bring a carbon on that Tumah. So Shin Bachel holds you could have a Leda without a discharge. So they ask him, Yulashi Tasa, right? So why does she have to bring a carbon? Because she's guilty of the sin of Shavuah. So now the Chasam Sofer wants to say, well, why should the Shavuah be the cause of the tumah, because that the tumah has to be linked to the sin. Mm-hmm. So he's going to say a brilliant vort, unbelievable, right? So he says like this: Kashivar b'yotz Hashem. I'm going to explain now. The la ravid, according to the ravid, shitas ravid, hanishba shlola chol matzah. Right, a person takes a shvua, he's never eating matzah ever, you know, ever in his life. You know, so you know when you generally are nishba levatel es hamitzvah, the shvuah is not chal, because you're mushba va'omed mehar Sinai. Now you're guilty of shvuah shav, that's a swearing in vain, but it's not a shvuah sheker, it's not a shvuah bitui, it's not chal at all. You have no legal obligation to uphold the shvuah, you pay the penalty of making this oath that's empty, all right, but because you're mushba va'omed mehar Sinai, right? And so now let's say a person takes a shvuah that he's not eating matzah ever in his life. So the Gemara says, you know, generally that is chal, because that's the din of Isser Kolel, because you're assuring matzah on yourself, not just on the night of Seder, you're assuring matzah on yourself forever, all the days of the year, right? Correct. So we say vivald, it's chal on all the other days of the year, it's also chal on Seder night, right?
Mm-hmm.
So derive it as a special, as interesting chiddush over here. So it's always that's called Isser Koilo, that you're Koilo in it other days, and we say Vivald Etzchal on the other days. You didn't ask yourself Dafka in Matzah Lela Seder. You ask yourself in Matzah year round. No. Therefore, it's not, it's actually Shvuah Spitu. It's actually Chal, and you would need to be Matzah Shvuah. You would not be allowed to eat.
You're not allowed to eat.
Because Vivald Etzchal on all the other days, and that's called Isser Koilo, because you're Koilo Mutter with Osir, right? So we say Vivald, it's chal on those other days. It's also chal on Seder night. That's called Isser Kolo.
Mm-hmm.
But the Ravid has a radical shita on this Isser Kolo business, and the Ravid says like this, right? Hanishba shalchol matzah, right? In general, like he's never eating matzah in his life, not just on Leil Seder, right? Im omei bolel Pesach, let's say he took the shvuah on Seder night. So the shvuah is forever and ever, never eating matzah even after Pesach, right? Right, but he took the shvua on Leil HaSeder. On Leil HaSeder. Ein chal afilu b'koilel. It's not chal at all, even b'koilel, even though you're koilel the other days also. Kevan d'hashlucha, since it can't start now, it can't be chal instantly, because tonight you're mushba v'omet. Vivald, it's not chal b'shah that you uttered it. It can't be chal afterwards either. Right? Kevan d'hashlucha, right, since now it's not chal, since the shita, or a big shita, big chiddush of the Ravid, that the Isser Koilo has to at least be chal at the time you took the shvuah. So he says, Ravid said, if you took the shvuah that you're never eating matzah ever, bishon, if you took that shvuah on Erev Pesach, that would have been good. The vivald, it's chal on Erev Pesach and all the other days of the year, it's also chal on Leil HaSeder. But if you first took that shvuah when Leil HaSeder came in, since it can't be chal right now, the whole thing's bottle. Of course, you're guilty for shvuah shav, but shvuah bitui, there's no legal obligation to uphold the shvuah. Right? So now, v'nechklu aleil poskim. So now the poskim argue on this ravid. Right? It's a radical chiddush. Right? That just because it can't be chal, because even though you took the shvuah at leil HaSeder, right? So, but since you know you took the commitment for when the commitment. Commitment could be chal. You understand? It's a big chiddush to derive it. That since it can't be chal right now, mimel the whole thing is poka. Okay. So you know admittedly the other rishonim argue on this chiddush to derive it and says no, it is a good isser koil since he took an oath on forever and ever never eating matzah. But Ravid, if it can't be chal right away because tonight you're mushba, the whole thing's bottle, right? But the other Rishonim argue on the Ravid. But having a machlokes about...
They say that night would be mutter osur matzah.
Now that night also eats matzah. That night, it's not chal, he has to eat matzah. But of course, you have to pay for shvua shav. That you do have to pay for, right? Okay. Yeah, but you eat matzah. You eat matzah. The shvua is not barring you from eating matzah, right? That's the Ravid. They hold that it's also to eat matzah that night. Because we vowed, he made a commitment also on other days of the year.
Before, not...
No, the Ravid holds, since at the time... The Ravid holds that the din of the Ravid is dafka by the Seder.
You can make the shvur by the Seder.
Shvur koilo.
Even
again,
if you do it by the Seder, it's koilo. It's also
no. So he holds if you did it by the Seder, even though technically it's an iser koilo, it's still not chal because if it can't be chal immediate. No, that's the Ravid.
So some people hold that if you do it by the Seder, it's still chal on the Seder.
It's still chal on the Seder night because since you made a commitment regarding all the days of the year, not limited to, the Ravid has a chiddush, it has to be chal right away.
You just told me the opposite.
That's right, because I mixed up the shitas. That's all. Okay. The context is Isser Kolo. Isser Kolo is, Isser Kolo is that, Isser Kolo is a halacha in Hilchos Shvuah, that even though generally there are certain things that you're mushba vomit mehar Sinai, but if you, the Shvuah is chal on other things also that are not in violation of halacha, we say since vivald it's chal on the other things, it's also chal. Right, levatel es ha-mitzvah.
I'm not sure if it's going to be negay or not, but so let me say it over and tell me if I'm right or not.
Right.
Okay, according to the Ravid, if you make it...
An Isser Kolo, it has to be chal right away. It has to be, the mutter that it's chal on has correct. To be right away. So therefore he has a big chesh, even though you're technically making an Isser Kolo, you're asking matzah on yourself forever, since if you took that oath on Leil HaSeder, since it can't start, the whole thing's bottled. And then it's Shvua Shav, not Shvua Sbitui.
And the other Rechayinim?
The other say, no, who cares that it can't start now? The Shvua, it's an intelligible Shvua, because you did aser matzah on yourself forever.
But that night, according to the other Rechayinim,
You cannot eat matzah until you do Heter Shavua. You are not allowed to eat matzah until you do Heter Shavua.
So even that night, you don't eat matzah.
That's right. It's a good Isser Kolo. It's a good Isser Kolo.
It's 100% good Isser Kolo. Okay.
He holds it's not a good Isser Kolo unless it could be chal right away.
That's
the Ravid.
And therefore, according to the Ravid, you can eat matzah right away.
That's right, he could.
No.
Right,
no
shvua at all. No shvua sbitu. It's a shvua. You can get malchus for shvua shav.
You have to give, you don't have to give.
No, you're right. Eat matzah. Call your rive and you eat the matzah right away. We say vival that it wasn't chal right away. It's not chal at all. He has a chiddush that by iser koilu, the mutter that because it's chal on the mutter, mimel it's chal on the usher also. It has to be chal on that mutter right away. Mm-hmm. And therefore, if you're holding leil haseder, the shvur just can't be chal, right? Even though technically it was an Isser Kolo. The other Rishonim said, hey, it's an Isser Kolo. It's an intelligible shvur. He asered matzah. Generally speaking, right? Not tafkar, but that's a machlokas the Ravid and the other Rishonim, right? Whether iser koilo and if it can't be chal right away, is it bottle or not? Ravid holds has to be chal right away.
Gotcha.
The mutter that it's chal on, that because it's chal on the mutter, it's chal on the usher also has that mutter has to be chal on that mutter right away, right? And the other Rishonim disagree, right? But they only disagree because they have a different havan of iser koilo, right?
Good.
What if you don't hold of iser koilo at all? You don't hold that principle. This is brilliant, right? It's also another sheet of Rishim by Yochai, right? So the Ravid and Nishba Shalachol Matzah, Imo Mebla Seder Ein Chal, because even though it's an Isser Koilo, Yasser Masa, generally speaking, but since it can't be Chal right away, it's not Chal at all, right? I feel a bit Koilo, even though it's technically Isser Koilo, it's still not Chal because it can't be Chal right away. If it can't be Chal right, because he's holding on Leil HaSeder, when he's Mushba V'omid Me'ar Sinai to eat matzah. Right? So if it can't be Chal right away, it's not Chal at all. So Kevadash Shalochayo, but since it's not Chal right now, it's not Chal at all. And he's guilty of Shvuas Shav, but not of Shvuas Bitui, because he doesn't have to uphold the Shvuah. Right? So he eats matzah. Right? V'nechkol Poiskim, so the other Poiskim argue on him.
Why can't you say that? Right. Because he made a Shavuos Kailo, and he's a God-fearing Jew, that he takim means b'derech hagat, b'derech, specifically, of course I'm going to eat at Pesach, even though if he doesn't say it. Why don't you say that that's an assumption, that you have he's a good Jew? Why do you have to say he's a bad Jew?
No, look, I mean, obviously he said it in a way that there's, no intelligible way to read that into his words, obviously.
There's a halacha in Sanhedrin that if a judge says that there's no tefillin, you ignore him, you don't have to get punished him.
Right.
The judge says, no, the tefillin, yeah, because it's not clear, but if he says there's no Shabbos, there's no something that everyone knows about, and he wants to change the halacha, you know, a deraisa, you don't punish a mom that it's a known deraisa, only on derabbanan.
No, you can't be a zaken mamre.
You can't be a zaken mamre only if he's on derabbanan, not on deraisa, because everyone knows he.
Yes, we are saying that the tzdukim are not modin. Okay, trust me, it's got nothing to do with this. Right, I promise you. Okay, so he says like this. So even if the halacha is not like the Ravid, says the Chassam Sofer, but let's make a cheshbon. They're only arguing on the Ravid because they have a different pshan Isser Koilo. Isser Koilo means that, you know, just because in the formula of the Shvua, you were Koilo, the Mutter with the Aser. So once the formula is a legit formula, you know, it's Chal, even if it can't be Chal right away. It goes by the formula.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Right, so they have a different pshan Isser Koilo, right? And they hold it is a good Isser Koilo. And the Shavua is Chal, and he can't eat matzah Seder night, right? But that's only if you hold of Isser Koilo. So they have a different pshan Isser Koilo to explain why the Shavua is Chal. Reb Shimon doesn't hold of the whole din of Isser Koilo.
He doesn't hold that you need it?
He doesn't hold of the principle.
That it works.
Reb Shimon Baruch Hai elsewhere, as you see in the Gemara Nedarim and Shavuos, he doesn't hold of the whole din of Isser Koilo. He doesn't believe in it.
You can't Aser yourself of everything?
Even that's
what do you mean he doesn't?
I mean, if you make a Shavua, where you're Asering yourself, let's say, case in point, matzah.
Yeah.
And then you mean to Aser yourself in matzah forever, right? So Reb Shimon will tell you, vival, that it's not true for Seder night, because you're Mujba Vomar Sinai, the whole Shavua is bottle. He doesn't hold of the din of Isser Kolel. It's a machlokes tanoim. Now, we don't paskek Reb Shimon on this.
Yeah.
But Reb Shimon, you know, it is black and white in Gemara throughout Chas. He doesn't hold of the din of Isser Koilo.
So if he says he's not eating the avocado, which is not a mitzvah in any day,
right?
He holds of that Isser Koilo or not?
No, so he's just saying. So it's on matzah per se.
It's not an Isser Koilo.
It's not Isser Koilo.
It has to be something with mutter and hatter together. Isser and hatter.
Isser
and mitzvah together.
Right.
Right? Isser and mitzvah. The Isser Koilo is only Isser and mitzvah together.
I mean, it's an example
Does it work on avocado when something, also?
No.
Or is Koilo just...
No. He doesn't believe in the din of Isser Koilo. And the din of Isser Koilo is that even though...
How about avocado still? I like your idea, but he hasn't agreed to it yet.
I think he did.
Right.
Does it work on avocado? Can you say you'll never eat
No, he doesn't believe
avocado.
In Isser Koilo. No, Isser Koilo is any time a Shvua or an Isser can't be Chal, because ain't Isser Chal al Isser. But we say, but wait a minute, if this second Isser, there's already an Isser here, right? Ain't Isser Chal al Isser.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whether it's a Shvua is there already and there's another Shvua,
ain't
or there's...
Ain't
Isser Chal al Isser. There's no double jeopardy. You know, if something's already Usser, it doesn't become Usser again for another reason. That's in of Ein Isser Chal Isser.
We're going on Mutter, but this is the same time.
Right. But we say that if that second Isser will also Usser more things, it's a bigger Isser than the first, as in that with the second Isser, other pieces or other days are Usser. Then we say, oh, Vival, that it's Chal to Usser, those other things that weren't Usser previously. So it's Chal also to be double jeopardy.
And it's not a Shvua Shov.
So Shvua is Bitui.
No, it's not Bitui if it's something that was Usser anyways.
No, but if it's a Kolo, it is.
Is there Kolo? But why is it a Bitui? Because even...
No, because if the second Shvua, let's say the thing is Usser already, you know...
The second Shvua is bigger and adds, like
not eating matzah any day of the year. So we say, Vival, it's Chal Agabe, the other days of the year. It's also Chal on Seder night. That's the din of Isser Koilo.
Correct. That's not according to the Reb Shimon ben Yochai.
That's right. He doesn't hold of the whole din of Isser Koilo.
Correct.
Right? That means, so if the fact that it's Chal more Chatichas is not going to be a foothold to
give an
double
example.
Aser.
What's an example?
Right. Yeah.
Give a mashal.
Right. Okay. A woman is... this is an example.
Sorry, I'm not clear. I like your explanation, but I'm still...
You want an example of what?
of the Isser Kailul that you make it on some not matzah.
Okay, I'll give you an example here.
Except that.
All right, here. Let's say this. Like this. Okay. Here. Okay. Now look.
And it's only some days usher. So unless you want to say I'm gonna eat matzah every day, every hour I'm gonna eat matzah, which means Erev Pesach by B'yom you're not supposed to eat matzah. So that day you'd be over it.
Now this is going to be a crude example. This is going to be a crude example because there's another factor by Yom Kippur. But one of the cases that the Gemara gives, although the Gemara has studied why it might not be the best example, but just the best example comes to mind. Nevela. You can't eat Nevela 365 days a year. And it's a lav. But it's a lav. You know. All right. Now comes Yom Kippur. Eating on Yom Kippur is kares. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kares. Right, so now the question is, just even to make it perfectly symmetrical, chelev is koris year round. Now is Yom Kippur, right? So now ki b'chayv now two krisos for eating chelev and for eating on Yom Kippur, right? So theoretically, ein iser chal iser. It's already osir. You know, it's already osir. Ein iser chal iser. Right, the new Isser can't be chal. You know, it's a new Isser. It's coming from the outside to chalais, can't be chal. Right, but the Gemara says, but no, because Yom Kippur now vivaled that it's chal to aser all the food in the world, not just so vivaled it's chal on all food. It could also be chal on this shtick treifus. And you could be therefore. So it's, if you get this, so I'll tell you the nafkamina. If you got hasra from Eden. For eating on Yom Kippur, you could get malchus. Now you get malchus for chayve krisus. Lav nitan the krisus is lokin alav. Right. So you could get malchus if they and if they gave you asro. Hey, it's Yom Kippur. They didn't know it was chaylev. Right. You could still get malchus out to shame Yom Kippur. It was chal bekoilo iser koilo. Rival that it's chal on all the other food in the world.
Okay. Good. All
right. So that's an example. Right? Okay, so that's the din of Isser Koilo. So now, we paskin Isser Koilo. We paskin that principle. And on that, there's a machlokis, the Ravid, and the other Rishonim, whether Isser Koilo, the mutter that it's chalon. Do we say because it's chalon the mutter, it's also whether that has to be instantaneously at the time that the shvuah came out of your mouth or not. Ravid has a big chish, it has to be instantaneous. And since it's Leil HaSeder, it's not chal instantaneously of the, on the matzah of the rest of the year, because not there, you're not holding there, it's not chal at all. All right, the other Rishonim disagree and say, look, it's an intelligible shvuah, because you assert matzah, generally speaking, so even though it's only going to come into play after Pesach or after Leil HaSeder, but still, it's an intelligible shvuah, because you assert all the matzah in the world. It's an intelligible shvuah that's legally binding. That's a machlokas to write it, whether the mutter that's chal on, that because it's chal on the mutter, it's also chal on the osir, whether it has to be b'shas maisa, that the shvuah came out of your mouth or not. That's a machlokas to write it, and the other Rishonim. But there have been a machlokas in Isser Koilo. What if you don't hold of Isser Koilo whatsoever? You don't hold of the principle. Then everyone would agree with the Ravid. I mean, what does that mean? That if it can't be chal now, it's never chal. Right. Reb Shimon doesn't hold of Isser Koilo at all. Those that the other Rishonim argue on the Ravid is because they have a different pshat in Isser Koilo.
Okay.
But if you don't hold of Isser Koilo at all, if it's not chal now, it's not chal ever.
Okay, so bring it home.
And Reb Shimon is known to hold throughout the Nedarim and Shavuos. Okay. He doesn't hold of Isser Koilo.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So there's another Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Lashitasa. This is brilliant. So look at this. This is amazing. Right? So, venerally, and so comes, I think, the Reb Shimon, the last say, Koilo, Reb Shimon doesn't hold of the whole din of Isser Koilo whatsoever. He doesn't hold of the principle.
Mm-hmm.
So, like Reb Shimon, if you made a shvuah on Leil Pesach to never eat matzah in your life, of course he'll paskin like the Ravid, because he doesn't hold of Koilo at all.
Yeah.
Okay? Not, right? So it's not chal now, it's not chal ever, because he doesn't hold of Koilo at all. Heyos Kane Anu Aimer Shachin Nesrayosa Bala. Right? So now this is brilliant. So now Reb Shimon Lashitasa doesn't hold of Isser Koilo, which means if you don't hold of Isser Koilo, if it's not chal now, it's not chal ever. Right? God knows that this woman's taken this shvuah. Right? Right. Goliville fun of Yizbarach Shabo, she kofetzbash zakal bala od. God knew that every woman does it, whether you catch her red handed or not. Al kain asr al baala. Therefore, he immediately zapped her with tumas leda. Right? Asr al baala. Nitzashen shvua chalo iser. She's already asr on her husband, outs tuma. Meaning, God. God zapped her with Isser Tumah that it should be that the Shvua can't be Chal. The Shvua can't be Chal. Right? Right?
The Shvua can't be Chal because
God made her Tumah. This is what Rav Shimon is really telling them.
He protected, Hashem protected
marriage.
Why?
Because the Shvua can't be Chal, because she's Tame Tumas Leda.
She's already Asa. So since she's already Asa, therefore it can't be.
Her Shvua is not Chal.
Her Shvua is not Chal.
That's the Yom Kippur example. Is that you understand better because you read the Yom Kippur example?
Right. The Shvua can't be Chal. There's a lot of unwritten stuff over here in that Gemara. He's saying that God made her tame as a safety mechanism that the shvua shouldn't be chal, because ainis or chal al iser. And even though she was nishba never to be with him, but makes sure he doesn't hold of iser kolel, right? So this shvua chal iser. So the shvua is not chal on her because she's also already. Right, umidilo chal akshav lo chal namiaksa. If it's not chal now, it's not chal ever, because he doesn't hold of the dinner of Isser Koilo. Right, so nimtza miyushav namikushas Rabbi Yosef. So now with this, I've just answered all the kashas that Rabbi Yosef the Amora asked on Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai Datana. Right, the korban shua boy lasuye. He said she's chayven korban shua for being over on shua's bitui. Right, right. So zoso meres the income bitui klau. But I'm learning what Rav Shimon Bachai is really saying, the Shvu is never Chal. The Shvu is never Chal. So there's no, Shvu is never Chal, so there's no Korban Shvu. Korban Shvu is for Shvu as Bitui, that was Chal, and you transgressed. Peshogit. Shvu is never Chal. Right?
That's the
havamin
of
Shimba Yechai Yeshita. All right. Oh, sorry. Very nice. No, but we're almost done. We're just 2 more minutes. Vach rak shvuas the kol shvuas lo chayav shvuas shav. Right, right. So the so now she should still bring a carbon. She should still be chayav a penalty for shvuas shav. That's something else. Mm-hmm. Make a swearing in vain. A shvuas that's not chal at all is iser of shvuas shav. Don't make a shvuas that can't be chal. Right. Right, and because kol shvuah lochay lave shvuah shav v'niba amelo maisi korban shvuah shav. Now, generally, you don't bring a korban on shvuah shav. Shvuah shav is malchus. All right. Mikol kasha kevin degarm la tuma. We say her sin of shvuah is what forced God to make her tame. We say any tuma that becomes because of sin brings a korban. So mikomakom, right? Kasha kevin degarm la tuma lebala, right? Her sin of swearing is what forced God to make her tame to her husband to save the marriage from that shvuah. So maisinami korban, because any tuma that's linked to a chet brings a korban. Kmosh kazalo b'shebateisal b'tzov nas tame. Rabbi Yosef was only asking because Rabbi Yosef, the Amora, paskins like the Tan or the other Chachamim, the Argon of Shimon, that has Isser Koilo. He was just asking Rav Shimon Bachai that we can't live with this because we don't paskin like Rav Shimon Bachai. We paskin that there is an Isser Koilo. And it is Taka Shvuas Bitoi. Eldan, the blah blah lo tzuchah b'shum tam shopin ma'isi carbon b'shum the ifshar the psichas akher below dam. But we don't have the problem anyway because we also don't paskin like Rav Shimon on something else. We paskin that anyway. There's no such thing as a leda without dam, and we said that by discharge you bring a carbon anyway. Va'itumi yotzumi gufa mirabi azav the ma'is carbon. It's just like a zav who brings a carbon. So we understand all the different shitas.
Very nice. Thank you. Very nice.
The other pages were for other Dvar Torah that I didn't hear, or is it for what? This is for this Dvar Torah or for other Dvar Torah?
No, this is all connected to this, what we did
these
today.
These 2 pages?
Yeah, because the Gemara Shvuah...
Don't tell me what the Gemara is. Just